Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
Hey, lawyers are expensive. I understand it. As soon as you call, right after that, they want money out of you. Mm-hmm. You know, all that education is going to cost something.
First, you have the retainer fee. Yeah. And then you have to start paying that hourly fee.
Yeah, you don't need attorneys when you have Instagram now.
I know. I was just hoping that people liked me enough to give me their services for free, as most influencers do on the Instagram.
Well, you get what you pay for.
So,
yeah, that's so true.
I was delusional in the middle of the night. A week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, because I'm currently in the middle of a feud with my apartment complex because something is happening to where the fire alarm is going off in the middle of the night repeatedly. I think in the middle of the night, it has happened now, I think 5 times, but that's it goes crazy. Off during the day too. So it is becoming like,
wow,
kind of a nightmare living situation, if I'm being honest with you. And my last straw was about 2 weeks ago when it went off around like midnight and I had just gotten to bed and I had just gotten in a deep REM sleep and I'm woken up. And for context, like I have these big fire alarm lights in my apartment. So when it goes off, it's like this beep, beep, beep. And then you have these white flashing lights. I mean, it is the alarm clock from hell. Mm. And then I have two cats who are panicking. So now my cat mom senses are going off and I'm like, my babies are, they're upset. They can't get their peace and quiet. And then my adrenaline's pumping. You know, when you wake up and like your heart's racing and you're sweating and it is just the worst thing. And now at this point, I'm like, well, I know this is just a fake fire alarm. So I'm not going downstairs. So I'm just sitting in my apartment listening to this go off for 30 minutes until somebody comes to turn it off. And then you can't get back to sleep because now your adrenaline's rushing and then the alarm goes off again at 2 a.m.
How long has this been going on?
It happened this summer and then there was a long period of silence and then it started happening in January, like back to back. So this was me in a moment of desperation, waking up on Instagram to tell everyone, okay, this is what's going on. I don't know. Do I have any rights? Can I sue somebody? And the worst possible thing happens in this moment at the end of the video.
I don't know if this is going to come off like overly dramatic, but I'm sleep deprived from being jostled out of my bed at midnight by my f-ing fire alarm for the 7th time this year. I have a lot of followers, so I'm hoping there's somebody who knows like an answer to this. Do I have any legal rights to the f-ing fire alarm going off in the middle of the night all the time? Like, this is actually insane.
Oh.
Just my face in that moment, just watching it wash over me again, that this was going to be happening throughout the night.
What are the odds that you're recording that video? And as you're recording the video about how sleep deprived and like annoyed, I would want to punch a wall because of my misophonia. That would absolutely. And then you're doing that video and the fire alarm goes off.
I had a body part pucker. It just happened.
Has it rescinded into your body?
It did.
As someone who lives in an apartment, like if you've never experienced that fire, it is so loud. It is piercingly loud. Like it's happened to me maybe once every 2 months, but it doesn't happen to me as much as it happens to you, but it's very annoying.
Wait, once every 2 months at your complex?
It goes off. I thought it was kind of normal, to be honest.
I'm wondering, because like apartment fires, obviously the level of devastation that can occur. So I'm sure that the fire alarms have to be highly sensitive, But you going like 7 times within the span of a couple of months is insane.
If it happened like once, maybe every 6 months, I could forgive it because I'm like, okay, maybe somebody was cooking popcorn or whatever. But it's to the point where I'm like, there's something that was built wrong with this specific building. And it sucks because otherwise I've had a really great time living there. But I'm like, at this point, I'm like, this is just like medieval torture, like getting woken up in the middle of the night, like freaking out about my kitties. So I turned to Instagram and I was like, can anybody give me any advice whatsoever? Can I get out of my lease? Can they give me free rent? What's going on? And kind of the general consensus I got from lawyer talk was that unless it's happening like literally every day, you pretty much have no case. Like your lease binds you to however long, you know, you're in. Maybe they'll let you out. Maybe they'll be nice and, you know, give you a discount on like breaking your lease, but really there's nothing you can do. But then I had a friend who's a firefighter DM me and say, I'm sure the fire department hates this too because they're showing up and they're thinking, okay, there's a real fire happening. And then when it happens so many times, it starts to be like the apartment complex that cried wolf, that cried fire. So they're annoyed. And now they feel like, you know, they're going to walk in with the benefit of, or walk in with doubts being like, well, this isn't really a real emergency. So basically you can go to your fire marshal's website for your specific county and you can write a complaint. Cause basically like if they have faulty fire equipment, like that's something they need to fix. Like it's not something that should just be happening. So I went full Karen mode and you only get 150 characters. Like you basically have to send them a tweet to be like, I'm gonna hurt myself if this happens again, and be like, please come fix this. So it hasn't happened as of that email. So to all the residents of my apartment complex, if you're welcome for giving you your good night's sleep, because I'm sure it all had to do with my 150 character email that got sent to the Sandy Springs Fire Department.
They should pitch into the Abbey Rent Fund.
They should,
for sure. They owe you
starting a GoFundMe.
They owe
This is The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save